In a study appearing in Wednesday's Journal of American Medical Association, two of the most popular antidepressants on the market, the generic versions of Paxil and Prozac, were compared to older varieties of medications. The older antidepressants are more toxic in an overdose, but the newer drugs have potential problems too. There was speculation selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors, as they're called, could increase suicidal thoughts. So researchers like Susan Jick with the Boston Collaborative Drug Surveillance Program observed roughly 2,500 people from the United Kingdom. They were of all ages. Some took the older medications, others the newer drugs.
We found that there was no difference in risk of suicide and suicide behavior between the four drugs. We can't say anything about whether there's any differential risk in the group of antidepressant users compared to non-users because we didn't look at non-users.
And that, says an assistant pharmacy professor at the UW-Madison, is exactly the kind of research that's lacking. Lieber Mullen points out depressed people are generally more likely to harm themselves whether or not they take medication.
Depression exists. To what extent does depression result or it contribute to the risk of suicide? That hasn't been clarified in this new study.
Several months ago, the FDA did call for warning labels on certain antidepressants, urging close monitoring for suicidal tendencies. Shortly after this, sales of big brand name antidepressants plunged. It's not known if actual usage went down or if people switched to generic versions which appeared on the market. At the time, Vermeulen urged people not to go off their antidepressant medication without a doctor's approval, and he's repeating that advice.
To stop your drug immediately or stopping it without that level of consultation is a very substantial risk.
The study found the risk of suicidal behavior increased in the first month for those taking one of the antidepressants studied. Researchers speculate it may take the drugs a while to get into a person's system to work. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.